Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining me for an interview today is UCF defensive back Aaron Robinson. Now, Aaron, you're training for the upcoming NFL draft and you're in the middle of workouts. And so I'm sure you've had a busy start to your week. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Everything's pretty much, you know, going smooth and you know, really just enjoying this process right now and this whole transition thing.
So let's start this interview by talking about your college career. You started off at Alabama in 2016, saw action in 13 games as a freshman before transferring to Central Florida. What went into your decision to depart Tuscaloosa for Central Florida?
Right. You know, just wanting to be, you know, closer to family at the time. And, yeah, pretty much that was the whole big reasoning at the time. And, you know, I went through with it and, you know, everything played out for the best.
So you redshirted the 2017 season because of the NCAA transfer rules, appeared in 7 games in 2018. It was the following season in which you maximized your production on the field for the Knights, ranking 6th on the team with 54 total tackles, 5.5 for loss, 3 interceptions, 10 passes broken up. What do you credit for your increased production?
You know, really just that ultimate goal. You know, thinking back to 2018 with the big injury, the first game of the year. You know, just thinking about that ultimate goal and being with my feet were, you know, keeping that same drive and that same hunger. You know, really just not thinking back too much on it and just going for it.
So as a redshirt senior, you started all 9 regular season games. Of course, it was a shortened season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. You had 41 tackles, including 31 solo stops. You've been deemed as a physical defensive back that can come up and make plays from any position in the secondary. How much pride do you take in that reputation?
You know, I take a lot of pride in that because, you know, just being on the defense side of the ball, that's what you have to love to do, playing this game. And, you know, being looked at as a physical DB that loves to tackle is just another, you know, stepping stone and what I take pride in and what I look forward to each and every week going into a game week. So definitely something to, you know, praise upon.
You led the team with 7 pass breakups and earned second-team all-conference honors from the American in 2020. What makes your ball skills different from other draft-eligible defensive backs?
Like I said, you know, just that hunger and that drive, man, while I'm playing the game. And you know, being where my feet are each and every day, you know, trying to take a different approach and, you know, capitalize on my game and excel my game best way I can. So that's about it.
You played for Josh Heupel for most of your tenure at Central Florida. What can you say about his passion for the game and how it impacted your performance on the field?
Yeah, you know, Coach Heupel is definitely a fun dude to be around. You know, he definitely pours his heart out into the game and does everything he can, you know, for the team. And me as an individual, you know, going through that injury 2018 again, you know, he definitely, you know, was one of those guys that made sure everything was good, called up on me and checked up on me every chance he got. And, you know, just, you know, that showed me a lot. So it was definitely an honor and a privilege to play for a coach like him. and really just go out there and, you know, put it on the line for him and the rest of the guys.
You've talked about it, coming back from injuries. How has that process helped make you a stronger person mentally, physically? How has it just made you hungrier to appreciate your time as a football player?
Yeah, no one ever wants to be away from, you know, the game they've been playing growing up their entire life. You know, something you love to do and you're so passionate about. So, you know, just that time being away from the game kind of humbled me more than I already was. And you know, really just sat me down and I was able to think about the ultimate goal and what I really wanted out of this game and for myself. So, you know, that pretty much summed it all up for itself. And, you know, I went out there and showed up and did what I had to do for that ultimate goal that's leading up to, you know, right now and what I have going on in this transition.
Aaron, before we get on about your draft preparation, I just have to ask out of curiosity, you played during a global pandemic in 2020, all kinds of COVID protocols in place. What challenges did you face playing during this COVID-19 era?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely challenging at first, not knowing what to expect. And, you know, having so many questions, but everything played out for itself. And you know, me and the boys and the coaches, we all came together and wanted one thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, that was to be able to get a chance to play with each other and be around one another. And it was as successful as it could be. So, you know, I'm thankful and grateful for that.
Turning the page, you recently played in the 2021 Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and were able to compete with some other college standouts in front of a lot of NFL personnel, Aaron. How was that experience beneficial for you?
Yeah, man. You know, it was definitely a beneficial experience because I was able to go up there and showcase a skill set, you know, that everyone wanted to see and that you know, not just everyone was hyping me up about, but, you know, just to see it for their own eyes. And I feel like I went up there and pretty much showcased a bit of that and had fun while I was doing it, able to take, you know, great coaching and you know, to pour that into my game and go out there and just, you know, pretty much have fun and try to be the best version of me.
The Dolphins and the Panthers coaching staffs were on hand at the Senior Bowl. How did it feel playing in front of NFL coaches, getting taught up on the side in the film room during the week? How did you take all of that in?
It pretty much, you know, came as normal as it could. You know, just taking the coaching and you know, asking the questions, you know, wanting to be a student of the game and take it from all angles. It was definitely a privilege and something I can keep in my back pocket, but also, you know, something I was looking forward to every day I was up there. So it came pretty normal as it could.
You have coveted size for an NFL defensive back. How do you use your length at the line of scrimmage to make it difficult for opposing pass catchers to beat you one-on-one?
You know, like I said earlier, or I mentioned earlier, you know, you got to take pride in playing on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I take pride in that. And, you know, I'm also passionate about it. So, you know, just being a physical player overall, I feel like kind of helps me and excel my game to another level. And you know, I pretty much take pride in it. So, you know, it comes natural, but it's the love for the game and the hunger inside me to go out there and perform the way I do.
Speak on your versatility in the secondary. How many positions do you feel comfortable playing in the NFL?
Pretty much anywhere, whether it's corner, outside or the nickel inside, wherever I'm needed to go out there and perform, I'm going to go give it 110 and put my best foot forward, to learn whatever it is and go out there and, make it happen for myself and my teammates. So I'm pretty much comfortable wherever I'm needed.
Aaron, you know that special teams is a big-time avenue for rookies to make it in the NFL. How can you be a contributor in that aspect of the game?
Right, I can contribute just as much as I can contribute playing defense, as much pride as I take, playing a nickel position or a corner position, take just as much pride, doing it on special teams. And special team win ball games, I feel like special team definitely win ball games. And treating it as an offensive or defense position. So, every part of the game is important. And special teams is definitely something to, look forward to and take pride in as well.
So when NFL scouts turn on your film from this past season throughout your college career, even looking back at the Senior Bowl, what qualities do you want them to identify and see in you as a potential starting defensive back in the NFL?
I'm going to go out there and, put it on the line, wherever I'm needed, whether it's, playing two positions on defense, special teams. I'm going to go out there and be a student of the game, be able to take coaching and, go out there and perform to the best of my ability, to try to help win ball games.
What is one aspect of your game that you're looking to improve upon during this pre-draft process?
Nothing specific, but really just to, it's always room for improvement, playing a position I'm playing. And, I really want to just be a overall better player, moving up into, the next level of competition. So, I pretty much want to improve on everything that I've shown through the college years and just be a better overall player on and off the field.
And speaking of training, Aaron, who are you training with?
I'm training at Barwis down in South Florida.
And how do you enjoy working out with those coaches and those trainers?
Yeah, man. I enjoy it. I'm doing what I love to do. So, work is work, and they're getting the best out of me, and I'm definitely getting the best out of those guys. To make sure I'm, top notch. So, work is work, man. I'm enjoying it, and they're making it a fun one for me.
And lastly, Aaron, what is your message to NFL executives that may not have you on their radar yet? What can they expect from you if they give you a chance when April's draft rolls around?
I love to play this game, love to compete. I'm passionate about it. And, I'm ready to work wherever I'm needed. And, to showcase my skill set and to prove my corner right. And also prove myself right to go out there and, make it happen. So not too much, but definitely go out there and make it happen for sure.
Well, there you have it. It's UCF defensive back Aaron Robinson as he continues his preparation for the upcoming NFL draft. I appreciate your time, man. I wish you the best as you continue on your path and your goal to make it in the NFL.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.